Hello guys, meet me again, Ririn, in a new episode of our podcast. So recently, I have renamed my podcast channel into Weekend Vibes because I tend to do my podcast during the weekend. So how about we call it Weekend Vibes? And I have a tagline, Weekend Vibe, because every day is Sunday. I know. Or even better, because every day is holiday. Everyone loves holiday, so I just want to give you like live podcast, but also we can share anything about your dreams, passion, or probably you want to share your experience. I would love to hear that. So today, as my promise from my last podcast, we're gonna talk about my passion, because recently I just joined public speaking class, specifically like MC class. So why I decide to join this class is because public speaking is one of my passion, and I just realized it like after graduate from university. And then today I'm gonna talk about my passion, and probably you also want to share what is your passion in life. Like for me, I'm gonna like explain it in like 5 W and 1 H. So it's gonna be like talking and discussing and like sharing my experience through my passion. So again, first of all, I just want you to rethink about your passion, what you really love in your life, and then this thing makes you wanna work for hours even though you didn't get pay from it, but you still love it, you still want to do it more, and that's encourage you to move, that's motivate you every day you get up. That's your passion. For me, my passion is related into two things that I realize nowadays. First is writing, because I love to read, so I tend to write. And then second one is public speaking. So I wanna share to you about the historical things about my passion. Hopefully you're gonna interesting about my story, and hopefully you're gonna enjoy my sharing story. First of all, since my period of being a toddler, my mom used to read some books for me, like fairy tale from Indonesia or from abroad, like Hans Christian Andersen. I would memorize all the stories from my mom. So the funny thing is, my mom told me like the first week she gonna read me some of the stories from the books, and then I just listen, because I still learn how to read, right? I'm still a toddler, probably like 2 YO or 3 YO. And then my mom gonna read that story again and again. And then like the next week, when my mom just read the first sentence, I can continue the next sentence exactly the same. And then it also like shocked me when my mom told me that the truth about my reading habit. And then my mom told me that you could memorize all of those stories. And when I met my relatives, when I'm on primary school, they also told me the same story like my mom did. So they told me that I could memorize all the stories even though they just read first or second sentence, and I can continue the story. So that's because my mom really loves to read, and then she influenced me she inspired me to also read, and then this habit continue. My mom will buy some books, of course children books, and also we also like buy some magazines, of course, for kids. Back in those days, I just remember one of the magazine for children named Bobo for Indonesian, they who live in like 80s or 90s era, they will recognize this mags. Even until today, they still publish this mags, which is good because most of my knowledge come from this magazine, and then open my mind to worldwide web. Of course, there's no internet in that era. And then after that, I started to read and thirst of books. Every time I go, I just remember if I went to my relatives' houses, some of them they have books, even though it's not much, but I remember that when I come to their house to play along with my relatives, my nephew or niece, they also offering me some books, and end up like I will read that book for hours, and they tease me like, oh, you wanna come just to read the book? Okay then. So probably next time we're gonna play together. So I don't know, sometimes my focus will be distracted if there's a book, especially if there's a good book there. I tend to read and not speak with my relatives, which is I kind of embarrassed when I remember that we should talk to each other, right? So at that time there's no mobile phone, there's no gadget there, but I also didn't make any conversation or communication with my relatives, which is very funny if I think nowadays, because I stuck to read, and every time I go I will carry like one book, and it will always be my main distraction. I mean, I will prefer to read the book rather than talk, so I'm quite introvert that days. And then that's the story of how I love to read. And the first time I write, of course, in my primary school. Back then, we also have like language, Indonesian language subject. So it's mandatory, right? We have to learn Bahasa Indonesia. And as any Indonesian student, we have to make like an essay about anything. Commonly, if you have like a long holiday for school, and then when you get back to school and your teacher will give you an assignment, and she said please wrote your experience during your holiday, it's a common thing in Indonesia. And then I'm gonna read anything there. And also there's another part that I like, writing a poetry. So poem or poetry, I love to do that. And I remember that I made one notebook full of my own poetry that today I'm looking for it, and I'm sure that I lost it, and I will regret about that because probably I can make a book with that first poetry book. I remember it's probably like sixth grade, if I'm not mistaken. Sixth grade. So the funny thing is, I made that book because I'm in competition with my friend, one of my friend. She told me that she will make a poetry book, and then the whole book she will wrote the whole notebook. So back in the days, like, all of the students must have like notebook for everything, like for 60 pages, or the thin one will be like 40 pages. So I was, I don't know what we call it, I was on fire to make this project against my friend in a positive way, to make a poetry. And at that time I made that full book, and even I asked my mom and my dad to give their sign on my book, and then I just gave it to my friend, probably they want to read. And my second project that I can remember, that I also made my own, it's not scrapbook, but I can know my own sketchy story book. So basically I wrote a story and I made my own drawing about the story. So the story is very simple. It's actually like a caterpillar meet a butterfly meet ladybug, and etc, etc, or other story like in daily life. But I made the illustration by crayon, and I remember that I also give that to my friend to read. I don't know how they respond, I forgot, but some of them, yeah, they're very excited. But for those who didn't like to read, probably they, what kind of messy picture is it? So probably it's disturbing, but at least I'm brave enough that moment to share my work to my friend. So today I'm still looking for my book. I don't know, probably I left that in my room. I don't know, probably somewhere inside the boxes. I don't know. That's my history of my passion to read and write. Second thing about my public speaking, it's a rarely thing to do. So up until I can say high school, I'm quite introvert. So in primary school, I'm quite brave, and then to the, you know, that hormones and things and teenagers, to my junior high, I'm very shy and introvert, and you know, unpopular. I'm kind of like study-minded, kind of nerdy and geek, you can say that, because you can see my picture with glasses, and then I always wear a very neat, clean uniform, a very disciplined student. I never wear my uniform in the wrong way, I'd say. I don't know why. And then started from senior high, I joined like youth community in my church. So that's youth community. The first time I can started my public speaking journey, because yeah, of course at school sometimes you do the discussion, debate, or presentation, but that's different. That's mandatory. So yeah, and then after that, for public speaking, one of my friend in back in my youth community said one day they want to do the, what we call it, like, yeah, one day they want to do the Bible reading, and then they asked me to be the speaker for that, and I was shocked. But I think, okay, then I have new responsibility. I want to prepare seriously, and then I just prepare. I just want to share what part of the Bible that strengthened me through the verses. And then before the D-Day, I was very nervous, and I also pray, of course. I pray and I prepare what would I say, which Bible verse I will use. Some I also like looking forward from books and other. There's no internet back then, so I cannot browsing like what. And then after that, the day I just present what I just want to share, and thank God it's a good things. So from that point, my friend in my community always asked me to be a speaker or MC for youth event. And the big thing is they also asked me to be a worship leader through the Sunday service. So it's kind of big deal for me, from introvert to be an extrovert, but like God like show me the way, like you have to do this thing and you have to try new things, which is good for me, which is kind of new experience, but I like forcing myself to do beyond my limit, because like I remember that God will use somebody who's willing to, not who's able or not who's talented, who's smart, who's genius, who's pretty or gorgeous or I don't know. He only wanna use people who's willing to. And then at that point I just realized that probably this is another step in my life to do like public speaking. So that's my history for public speaking. And then beside my youth community, also my high school community, we have Christian community student there, and they started to ask me also to share, to be a singer sometimes. I just have like medium voice, as long as it's in tune, right? And then after that, I started to love doing MCing, because every week sometimes when there's a youth Sunday service, they ask me to be a worship leader, and sometimes we have to talk with people there to start it. And then yeah, it's become a habit. And then after that, the university, I also joined any kind of organization as usual. So back then, since primary and the university, I always joined the organization. So it's quite a common for me to work in team, and then to do something under the pressure, or yeah, doing meeting and etc. and project also relate with other people. And then it started when I working at school in Bandung, back in Bandung. I also got this opportunity, like they asked me to be a speaker in student sermon service, and then also as MC for some of the school event. So it's quite common for me. So that's my background for my public speaking and writing passion. Next, I'm gonna explain to you how to reach my passion now, and how I still like hold to that passion, even though I already have like some place to work, but I still have that passion. Actually, I want to work on this field, like in public speaking or writing. So for my writing, I keep writing, and some of my writing works, even during my senior high, I wrote an article and I made it to the local newspaper called Pikiran Rakyat in Bandung. It's quite famous. And then they have like 2 pages for students, and then I send my articles without knowing if it's gonna be published or not, because there's a lot of students, of course, writing for their article segment. So surprisingly, the event like this, so I have my extra class at one of the place like cramming study group session after school. So my friend brought this newspaper and told me that, "Ririn, this is your writing here on the newspaper. This is your face." Yeah, because if we send the article, we also have to send like photo, like 3x4 photo, and yeah, our face will be there. So plus my name also there. So it's quite a exciting for me, and then I'm really happy, of course, and grateful for that, because I also get some money from that. And I just realized, oh, if you write, you can also, yeah, have some money from that. And then the memorable thing for me is like, that's my first money that I made when I was in high school. And then I asked my dad to accompany me to the newspaper office to take the money, and it's around 120k, which is big for me. In that time, back in that time, it's in 2005, it's quite a lot for me. And then with that money, I can treat my father a lunch. So for me, it's kind of I'm really proud that I can make my dad happy with the bowl of a very famous meatball in Bandung. It's quite expensive, but I feel that, oh, I can treat my father, so I can make him proud. And yeah, I buy it for him, and then I bring some for my mom and my little brother too. So it's a happy moment. And then right after that, during my working days as a teacher in high school, I keep writing. And then one of my articles again published on female magazine. It's quite famous female magazine, and I got some money too. And then after that, I will strive to catch my passion on writing world by join like writing class online or offline, and then join some competition, national or like from some of the indie publisher. And I always join every anthology book. Like I love to write short story or poetry, so that's my goal. Sometimes I made articles, but I can say that lots of my works is from literacy, like writing poetry or like short story. So it's kind of fun for me to be a writer, and we can make the decision who's who, when, where, why, how, and then other storyline. So I join all the competition I can, and then I still read, of course, that's my hobby. And then I still find difficult times when I work, because it's a demanding job, Monday to Friday. Sometimes on Saturday you have like workshop or other seminars you have to do, or sometimes you also join the students going to other city, and etc, etc. But I made it to keep writing. Especially my tips is, at least you wrote one or two pages a day by your journal. So I have a personal journal. Every night before I go to sleep, I always wrote my own journal about that day, what I learned, what I do that day, and then Yeah, I'm gonna share that through my journal. Spend lots of books until today I still write. And then at some point, sometimes I give up. I also have my own blog website. Yes. And then I wrote there. Sometimes I join the competition of blogging. As long as I can write, I will do that. And then there's a moment when you want to achieve something, you want to be a winner from a writing competition, and I want to make my own book, probably not from the major publisher. It's kind of hard, but nowadays there's a lot of indie publisher here in Indonesia. So I made a decision on August this year, 2019. I finally made it to publish my own poetry book called Puisi Dua Kota. Like, I read that on last episode. I read one of my poetry, and then that's my one of my goal, and then I made it to make my own book, and I'm very happy about that. That's my one of my target this year. And after that, I still want to make another book project, like children's story and another poetry book, also photography and poetry book. So I still have three projects now. And like 2 weeks ago, I think I made it my first winner from writing competition. So there's a national competition for short story, and thank God I made it like for top 10. And even I got money, the amount of the money, it's not the deal, but the point is finally, like, God ensured me that I should write like that. And then I'm really happy I made it top 10. Even I got the medals, my first medals, because I never won a competition, but I always made it to like the biggest 100 or another competition, and I got to their anthology. So I kinda have like many books that published together with my friends who joined the competition. That's from my writing experience. And then for public speaking, I joined several class after I moved here to Jakarta. Beside my experience as MCing or other things, or speaker at school, I also have this opportunity when I come to Jakarta. I join the free broadcasting class from Kelas Penyiar, and really grateful for that. And then I joined advanced public speaking with Hilbram Dunar. He's one of the famous public speaker in Indonesia, and I made it to have one class of him and also get his book. And yeah, really inspired by his journey and experience. Everyone has their own story, and I kind of learn about it from the expert. Okay. And then also I made a decision to join Gue Anak Radio season 1 last year as announcer, because since little kid, actually I have dreams to be a journalist actually, but I didn't make it. But I still have it in my mind. I believe that if you still have dreams inside your mind and never like still there until years, I believe that God put it inside your mind. It's not coincidence. You have to go for it. I mean, like, if it still stay on your mind for years, so there's no other reason besides that's your dreams, that's your goal, you have to achieve that. So yeah, I kind of try to achieve that. I also love to be a broadcaster. Probably so I joined Guanak Radio, even though I still have to learn a lot. And I decided to join MC class MC batch 6, batch 6. By Speak Project class, and then I learned lots of things like last August until September. So I just got graduated like last September. And then so basically this class consists of like 4 offline class, so it means that we meet the teacher, the tutor, the mentor on class. So I have the first week with Mrs. Nabila Najib. She's one of my role model. She's very humble. She's becoming a presenter at national television, and I'm really looking forward for her. She's a very humble and nice person. She even answered my question through Instagram, which is, I know she's very busy, she's already have kids, but she still have time to motivate, so I'm kind of looking forward for her. And she shared about communication skills and public speaking. And on the second week with Sir Mohit, he also a very famous MC and broadcaster, announcer, about personal branding, which is very interesting. And thank God I made his final exam. Like, he made an assignment for all the students. So my class, batch 6, consists of like 10 students. And on the last week of the exam, I made it. So I got the personal branding title, the best personal branding. Thank you Mr. Mahuit for this opportunity. And then the third class is online coaching with Sivana Leticia. She's Putri Indonesia. So it's very inspiring to have like coaching class with her, with Kita Juara. And then she's also very humble, very nice, very pretty in person, and full of positive vibes. So it really fun to learn to talk with her in this coaching class. How to like readjust our sight through our vision, through our dreams, something like that. And it's very fun. And then the fourth thing is about how to do MCing for formal, informal, or semi-formal by Kak Irma. And it's very fun. Lots of laugh, lots of very funny story, and sharing experience session, which is very fun. And we need that because she's also a professional MC, and she made it to the White House, White House of Indonesia, like presidential. Yeah. And then the last class we have is Grooming and Handling Clients by Sammy Bastian, plus final exam. So the fact is I couldn't make it to the last class and to the exam. So I made my videos of exam. I have to make 2 videos, formal and informal, to be an MC. So my husband helped me to take the videos, and then I submitted and I made it. Yay! So the graduation day, also with the seminar and sharing session with other people at Kaskus. So it's quite a moment for us. So finally we are graduated. But after that, we have to be proactive to find and looking for the opportunity. So for me, networking is very important. So besides join volunteering, I also join this community of broadcasting class. I made it. I have the networking with them, and I hope that I can make this an opportunity, because I believe that if we try to do our best, then we will get that. And then my next movement for public speaking, I join Gue Anak Radio Season 2, which is a very good opportunity, because this year they have 3 options besides announcer. Last year they only have like announcer kind of things, but this year they also open the opportunity besides announcer to become news presenter and podcaster. Since I already have my own podcast, like this one, We Can Vibe, so I submit as a podcaster and wish me luck. So I just want to try. If there is an opportunity, I want to try. I try to do my best. Yeah. And let's see how it works. So that's how my passion through my writing and public speaking. Probably you have another passion that you can share through this podcast. Again, you can contact me through my Instagram at Cmaru, SEEMARROO. Sorry, my voice is kind of hoarse. And then also you can contact me on Twitter, RHWENN, Reen, RHWEN. Okay, or probably you want to contact me through my email, readaholic1004@gmail.com. readaholic1004@gmail.com. I'm real looking forward if you want to share with me, and I just want to say to you that never give up to reach your dream, because everything will be beautiful at that time, okay? And whatever your passion is, never let anyone make you give up. If you fell, try to get up. If you just walk, try to run. The competition is not with other people. The challenge is you versus you. Be the better person of you day by day. And then yeah, that's for me sharing about my passion. Probably next week I'm gonna talk about our country condition, because hopefully everything gonna be okay. And all the elite, all the politicians, all the people will have a good time to build our country to be better day by day. And I believe that we're gonna be stronger after everything, after we overcome everything. Okay, then I also want to share about books I recently read. Some of the books I got it from Kick Andy, so we have opportunity to do the taping, like we have, yeah, twice. So in total we already been there for 3 times. Thank you, Kick Andy. And we always got the best quality of books. I already read one of them and it's very inspiring. Probably I'm gonna share with you in our book session about Finding Sisu. It's from Finland. It's a really good book, and it's really motivates me to have like healthier, positive way of life, and makes me also want to go to Finland. Add it to my bucket list. Beside Japan, beside New Zealand, and also besides Switzerland, I'm gonna add Finland for sure. And I want to get like education there, like healthcare there. It's a very great country. But I still love Indonesia though. I'm gonna share that on my next episode, and thank you for joining with me on my Weekend Vibes channel, because every day is Sunday. So hopefully you have your great time on your weekend, guys. And remember to be positive and never give up. Thank you. I'm Rin signing off. See you guys.